Cinema and film production. Do people often visit the cinema?
It all depends on people. On the one hand, it seems fewer people go to the cinema these days as many think tickets are expensive. Others watch films on TV, satellites, or cable television with lots of programs, or for someone it's more comfortable to hire a video cassette or DVD with their favorite film for much less money and play it in their cozy homes. On the other hand, cinema undoubtedly has its special atmosphere for many people. The sound features are much better, so is the quality of the film, and watching films on large screens makes people enjoy the show more intensively. What is more, cinema going is a type of social activity, unlike lying on the sofa, especially when a new film is on. Can videos replace cinema?
In a way, videos are strong competitors for the cinema industry. But on the other hand, cinemas then have to try harder to attract spectators. This means that they have to offer much more than what they used to. New multiplex cinemas are being built because that is what people want. They can choose on the spot what they would like to watch. But because of these multiplex cinemas, the small, centrally located cinemas are closing down, as they can't compete with them. It's a shame because currently culture is being forced out of the town centers, to the outskirts, where you can't easily get on foot. What kind of films do you know, and what is your favorite film?
There are many kinds of films. For example, action films, comedies, horrors, western, horse opera, war films, spy films, adventurous films, sci-fi, intellectual films, and historical film. Films can be divided according to what they make people feel. A film can be moving, violent, powerful, gripping, a good fun, or slow and boring. I like adventurous stories as they're very entertaining, and also historical films because you can learn a lot from them. Sometimes I enjoy some good comedies. What is an Oscar, and which Czech films have been awarded an Oscar?
An Oscar is a film prize awarded every March to the best film, actor, actress, director, etc. It is the most prestigious award of the international film industry that significantly influences box office results and the careers of nominated actors, actresses, and directors. The first Oscar-winning Czech film was Obchod na Korze by directors Kadar Klos. The second in the list was Ostré sledovaní vlaky by Jiří Menzel, and the most recent one was Kolia by Zdeněk Sfirák, awarded the prize for the best foreign film. A few other Czech films have been nominated for the prize. Are there any famous festivals in the Czech Republic?
Every July, the International Film Festival is held in Karlovy Vary. The festival has become very popular and is attended by many internationally acclaimed celebrities every year. Which Czech actors and directors are well known abroad?
Many Czech artists emigrated abroad and became famous. One of them is the director Miloš Forman, who made the famous musical Hair, the film Amadeus, or Valmont. His films have won altogether 13 Oscars. In all his films, Mr. Ondříček was at the camera. The Czech actor Jan Tříska also acted in a few American films. Jiří Voskovec became famous for playing in 12 Angry Men. Do you prefer dubbed or subtitled films?
It depends on my mood. In general, I prefer subtitled films as it makes the atmosphere of the film more authentic and better. When I'm tired and want to relax, I choose dubbed films where less concentration is required. Also, dubbed films are sometimes of worse quality, and some parts may even be cut out.